Let's report next on a sitting Latin American president who's been fighting for full control of his country. The country is Colombia, which suffers from a decades-long rebellion as well as drug trafficking. President Álvaro Uribe has used army offensives and U.S.-backed aerial fumigation of drug crops. That has undercut the main source of funding for Marxist rebels. And now Colombia has launched a Hearts and Minds campaign for the citizens of 53 communities. NPR's Juan Ferrero has this report from San Vicente, Colombia.
In many ways, this town in southern Colombia, its full name is San Vicente El Caguán, has changed little. Horses remain a central mode of transport, and most people work the fields. And for as long as anyone can remember, Marxist rebels have roamed the surrounding jungles and cow pastures, until recently ruling like it was their personal fiefdom. They were once so powerful here, in fact, that the government ceded this town and four others to the rebels for peace negotiations, talks that broke down 5 years ago. But that was then. Now the old visitor center the rebels ran has been razed by the state. In its place is a gymnasium, complete with barbells and hard-thumping techno music. The gym's in a new two-story building constructed by the state that offers services of all kinds. And that's not all. The government has added a new wing to the local hospital to help mothers and their babies. It's built a sprawling school, remodeled three others, paved roads, built a new city hall, a community center, and a police station. A multi-purpose sports center that seats 800 is soon going up. And then there are the little things, like the instruments provided to a dozen budding musicians. Juan Manuel Santos is Colombia's defense minister. He says the idea has been to take communities in isolated regions and come in hard and fast with infrastructure, electrification, courts, and other services. If successful, he says, the idea is to replicate across Colombia.
We have divided the country in three. One red area where the illegal armed groups are still present. Another yellow area where the situation is much better but still have problems. And the green areas where things are normal. Our objective is to enlarge the green areas at the expense of the yellow and particularly the red areas.
Expanding the program to hundreds of communities won't be easy or cheap. Colombian officials, in fact, talk of spending $43 billion over the next 6 years. The United States has provided $5 billion this decade, mostly in military and anti-drug aid. Some lawmakers in Washington would like to see more diverted to social and economic programs. But Democrats in Congress say even so, Washington won't be providing more than $700 million a year. John Walters is the White House drug czar. He says the Bush administration supports Uribe's plans, but he says it's the emphasis on the security side that's helped make it all possible.
Everybody wants to see every community able to have better schools and health care, but the precondition of that is security.
Even here, with so many police and troops everywhere, the rebels still have influence. Extortion remains serious, as made clear by constant radio ads that urge businessmen to report the crime. And outside town, the rebels are the state, says Rafael Rodriguez. He's a farmer who had to flee to San Vicente.
We're not in a free country. We're in a state where we're under pressure.
Yet, officials like Luis Francisco Valencia, chief of staff to the mayor, are optimistic. He enthusiastically walks around the city hall, the new one that's going up. Next door is the old one, blown up by a rebel bomb.
Para nosotros, el hecho de que el Estado en este momento...
For us, the fact that the state is paying attention to the development of the municipality means giving back everything that was lost here.
It also means a new chapter for San Vicente, what residents cautiously hope will be a more peaceful one. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, San Vicente, Colombia.